Okay, Gaunitaya Das is asking some questions. First about Guru Tvata. He says, how does a guru become qualified or accepted as a guru in ISKCON? There's a whole procedure which is available in ISKCON Law Book, and I suggest that Gaunitaya look at that. It's also taught in the new disciple course, very good disciple course. So devotees are clear about how someone becomes a spiritual master. His next question is, does empowerment by Krishna to become a spiritual master come in a sequence or come bit by bit, or is it something that happens all at once? Empowerment from Krishna comes to devotees according to their level of surrender. Any devotee who comes to Krishna consciousness, a new bhakta, and goes out and distributes books or talks to people about Krishna, does so because they're empowered by Krishna. And yajitamampapajyante, to the degree that we surrender to Krishna, to that degree Krishna empowers us. All devotees are gurus. They may be shiksha gurus, diksha gurus, vaitmapadarshika gurus, but devotee means guru. And how well they represent Krishna will depend upon their sincerity and their transparency in Krishna consciousness. And so to yajitamam prapadyante tamstutai bhavajami, I would say reciprocal relationship. And his last question on that is it a contradiction that a spiritual master doesn't feel himself qualified and yet at the same time he takes up the service? Krishna and Krishna consciousness is Krishna is the person, and Krishna consciousness is the place where contradictions coexist side by side. For instance, Krishna is blackish in color, but Krishna is also golden, he's Gauranga, and Krishna is also white as Kapila Dev or Narayan, and Krishna is also red as Yagyamurti, and Krishna is also green as Lord Ramachandra. So how can one person be of many colors? Well, that's because Krishna can do that. There's an example that Srila Prabhupada himself gave. So this concept of contradictions, or devotees like to use the phrase apparent contradictions, it's not something in the object, the scripture, the statement by Prabhupada, but it's actually within our own lack of understanding. The problem is that we can't resolve contradictions, or sometimes those contradictions are actually beyond us and impossible for us to understand. And that's part of Krishna consciousness. Many things in Krishna consciousness are unlimited, and we're limited, so therefore we only get a little partial understanding of things that are unlimited. Now his next question is, there's some essential instructions on worship of Shaligram Srila. not an expert on deity worship or techniques of deity worship, Shalagram Shilas. We do have a good Archana Padati book that gives a lot of relevant instruction. The main thing is what Krishna says, Yomi Bhaktyatra Yachati, is to have devotion and to chant Hare Krishna without offense. Those are the main ingredients. And then for other relevant things, then I suggest real authorities be approached. And his last question is, what book can I read to find out about Lord Jagannath's nature and the Dham? Govinda Swami Maharaj used to speak a lot about Jagannath, and those lectures of his are available in book format, although right now I can't remember what the name of that is. I think one is, for instance, where Mathura reads Vrindavan. In any case, that's one. And in Skanda Purana, the whole history of Jagannath it can be found. But of course, Srila Prabhupada, especially on Rath Yatra lectures, always spoke in great detail about Jagannath and Jagannath's the whole Rath Yatra, the significance and importance of Rath Yatra. And he asks, or by chanting Hare Krishna, is that enough? Well, chanting Hare Krishna is always enough for everything. But unless we chant Hare Krishna the right way, then until we do, then it's better that we also approach other authorities like suitable scriptures. So those were Gornitai's questions. Hare Krishna.